fiction. That's actually something that the migrants, I mean, they're not real, Bart, like they're not actually scanning them, but like as a symbol of you are now a product, they're tattooing barcodes on the back of their neck. That is wild. I'd never heard of that.
Not all of them use barcodes, you know. I mean, some of them, you know, just use the traffickers as pimp's name or the gang related tattoos.
Right.
Or cartel related tattoos.
And, you know, it sounds like the migrant crisis, there's so many different aspects to it that would contribute to the proliferation, the flowering of sex trafficking in particular. Not only do you have this population of minors that, you know, come over without parents and are handed off to somebody, and the transportation, they talk about how, you know, the traffickers move people around constantly because the longer you stay in one place, the more likely it is you're going to get caught. So they're constantly moving. The lack of oversight, of course, the amount of resources that have to go to dealing with the migrant crisis means they're not being spent on, you know, dealing with sex trafficking. I mean, how much, like, in what other ways does the migrant crisis contribute to the epidemic of sex trafficking? Because it seems like there are lots of different ways that this would, that the current migrant situation would be very beneficial to the worst people in the world, these sex traffickers.
Oh, absolutely. There's no way to really track them. Do you really even know that the child is missing?
Right.
Because if they come over the border, they weren't born here. How do we know that there's even a child missing, to be honest? It's since they don't speak English, it's very easy to control them. And they, you know, our government, for lack of a better word, is actually releasing, you know, more than one child to a supposed sponsor. We know of some that, you know, were given 20 kids and now they don't know where they are. Over 320,000 unaccompanied minors are, you know, unaccounted for. So it's, you know, you can hear my voice shake because it upsets me so bad. And there's only certain things I can say on camera about these things because we are a nonprofit. But it's just, it's like I said before, it's horrific. And, you know, they're so easy to control. And they also, you know, the trafficker tells them that they have to work off their debt. And so they have a certain amount, even small children, they're telling them they have to work off their debt. And that's, you know, many times that's either, you know, sometimes it's, you know, labor, like labor trafficking, but more often than not, it's sex trafficking. And, you know, unfortunately, there's just been much more demand. It just continues to rise for, you know, young children to have sex with young children. These predators and these abusers. So if the demand wasn't there, the sex trafficking wouldn't be as bad as it is.
Yeah. And again, this article gets into it, saying the border crisis is the primary reason for the increase in sex trafficking. They say when underage migrants cross the border unaccompanied by a family member, they're sent to a temporary housing facility run by one of a number of nonprofit organizations working at the border. These NGOs are expected to move migrants out within a couple of weeks because there's so many more coming in right behind them. During that time, the migrants are in the holding facility. Both the NGOs and the government are supposed to vet the people who will be taking them when they depart. These people are called sponsors, and the vast preference of everybody in the system is that they be relatives already living in the United States. But we know that's not what happens. We know that they're often given to people that they don't know, never to be seen again. And then, of course, the you know, debt aspect of a coyote brings you over and says you now, you know, have to work off the payment. It's almost like it was built specifically to facilitate this. I mean, it's almost so perfectly designed to enrich and empower and conceal the activities of the sex traffickers. It's almost like you couldn't. You know, design a system to serve them better, right?
I mean, you know, heck, could you do it worse in reality?
Right.
I have to be very careful what I say since we are a nonprofit, but I just want to ask your audience to really think through this and think, you know, why is it happening this way? And why are they trying to speed this up so much? And why do they even want to open borders?
Right. And why is this even a partisan sort of thing? Like, obviously, As a nonprofit, you can't make political endorsements one way or the other. Like, I get that. At the end of the day, it's like, isn't it weird though that that's even a division? Like, this is trafficking of humans for sex. This is modern day slavery. This is the abuse of children. How is this even a political thing?
Slavery is worse now than it ever has been because of this problem. So, you know, our goal at Shepherd's Watch, again, is, you know, yes, we'll talk about the problem, but we want to be part of the solution and we want to solve the problem and have, you know, resolution to the problem. So, you know, you have, some NGOs and nonprofits or, you know, government officials will go around and talk all day about the problem, but they never do anything about it. So that's our goal.
Yeah,
again,
guys,
is to help law enforcement, help our communities, and, you know, and help solve the problem.
Yeah, and you're very clearly the real deal. In fact, the article starts off with this, you know, almost portraying this lead investigator like a secret agent or something. She's got brass knuckles and she's armed to the teeth. I mean, but you guys are dealing with dangerous people.
Yeah.
I mean, have y'all dealt with the cartels? Like, what are they sort of happy sort of being in the shadows and they just don't want to draw attention to themselves? I'm just wondering, what sort of pushback you guys have gotten, or threats that you're under or anything like that, or just how's that work again? Cause it's kind of scary. You're not cops, but you're going into a place where violence could break out. I mean, this is harrowing stuff.
It is very dangerous work. And Harris, let me ask you, interview me again in about 30 days. This is the first time we've actually really been on camera. The first 2 years when we started out, we worked in the shadows. Nobody even knew who Shepherd's Watch was. They didn't know who we were. We were trying to figure out who, you know, we could trust in all levels of law enforcement, Department of Justice, just, you know, everyone, politicians. And so we were finally getting out there, you know, quietly. But, you know, this is the first time we've been exposed the way that we are. So it is a little nerve-wracking. We haven't had any like really bad run yet. And that's something you would want to ask my investigator, Lisa.
Right.
But she tries to keep us very safe. But that's why I'm doing the interview instead of Lisa, because, of course, we keep all of our investigators' identities private.
Yeah. And of course, I totally understand that. And what you're talking about is disrupting a $1 billion industry, obviously, with the scale of this stuff. And, you know, people have taken pretty extreme measures to protect things worth a lot less than what this is worth. What do we have to do to make things get better? Because obviously things are getting worse. Obviously the trajectory, you know, if you're mapping sex trafficking incidents, it's getting worse as time goes on. What can we do and what can Shepherd's Watch do? Shepherd'sWatchFoundation.org, givebutter.com/SWF toolkit is where you can go to find more information about that. What can they do to actually change, you know, shift the tide here? Instead of things getting worse, how can things start to get better? Well, what do you think we need to do or the American government needs to do?
We need to elect our officials that agree with a closed border and protecting Americans. You know, we need to make everybody aware and stop saying it's a conspiracy theory. I think it's getting better, but, you know, a year, 2 years ago, everything was a conspiracy theory that child sex trafficking did not happen. And I think people are starting to wake up. I mean, I have people ask me when I'm doing presentations, are you part of QAnon?
Right.
No, you know, so we just need to educate the public, be aware of your surroundings. Please, you know, call law enforcement if you see anything suspicious. You're not going to look stupid. If you're local here in the Dallas area, you can contact us at Shepherd's Watch. But we've got to close that border and we've got to have, you know, the right people in office that will help us prosecute the sex traffickers.
Yeah,
because that's not the challenge that we have.
Absolutely. Well, it's incredible work you guys do. And, you know, even just mentally having to deal with such troubling content is not easy. So I hope people support you. Shepherd'sWatchFoundation.org, givebutter.com/SWF toolkit. Thank you so much for being with us, Ms. Montgomery.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.